All right, so now that it's well past my bedtime and I have no plans on going to bed anytime soon, I'm perusing GWA Backstage and came across Bucky's questionnaire, a questionnaire of firsts. So let's give it a whirl. Number one, first food you ate that made you say, Well, I grew up with shit food. My dad worked nights and was also in the Navy, and so we just kind of ate what was quick and easily prepared. So I did not grow up with really amazing food. So the first food that I really was impressed by was when I was actually probably maybe 22. I was taking a training class for Ayurvedic massage, and they said, "Don't bring lunch. We're gonna cater it for you." And I was like, S so stoked because, I didn't have to make lunch, which I hate having to prepare that. And so when lunchtime came, I was starving, and I found out that they had ordered in all Indian food as a surprise, and I had never had it before, so I was nervous. And it doesn't always look appealing. So a friend of mine was from India, and she said not to worry. She would tell me what everything was, and we tried a little bit of everything, and it was fucking delicious. And I still love Indian food and could eat it every day of my life. The hotter, the better. Okay, so number two, first concert that you had you in awe? Was it the crowd, atmosphere, band playing, etc.? I've been to so many concerts and festivals in my life, it's kind of hard to narrow down which one's my favorite. But my favorite band I've seen probably half a dozen times. Their concerts always blow me away. Avenged Sevenfold. I absolutely love them because they interact with the crowd. They do great visual effects. Their sound is always spot on. I just really enjoy their music, so I always have a great time when I go see them. Number three, first TV show, book, etc. that you recall enjoying, did it have a profound effect on you? I don't watch a lot of TV, so the first book that really kind of affected me, and it was a really good effect it had on me. I just really enjoyed the book. It was called The Girl of the Sea of Cortez by Peter Benchley. And if you're not familiar with that, he's the guy who wrote Jaws. I really enjoyed that book. I don't remember a ton about it, but I read it in junior high, and it's just kind of stuck with me. I should probably read it again just to kind of see if I still like it. So maybe I will do that soon. Number four, first time you traveled alone, was it exciting being in a place you were unfamiliar with? Years ago, I was in a bad place in my life, as we sometimes are, and I had just kind of ended a relationship, and I felt this strange need to travel just to kind of, I guess, run away. So I traveled Europe, but I had gone with some friends. I did spend time before they came over. I spent time alone in London, and I was scared. I didn't do a whole lot. I just kind of was nervous all around because I had never really been by myself before. And if I could have done it again, I absolutely would have had so much more fun than I actually did. Because I love London and I'm totally confident being by myself now. And so, yeah, I think I should probably do that trip again just to get the best of it. So, let's see. Now, onto the GWA side of things. First time you listened to a GWA post, which audio was it? So, kind of going before that, I had actually never heard of GWA. I was fairly new to Reddit and had just kind of stuck with the role playing side of things. I had joined a kick group, a dirty kick group, because, that's how I roll. I had mentioned being very auditory and how much I got turned on by sounds. And someone who was in that group actually sent me one of their audios and told me about GWA. And that was the wickedly talented Super Happy Death Squad. And I think it was his. Gosh, I was trying to actually remember this the other day, which audio he sent me. I'm thinking maybe Remember Who You Belong To, me. Yeah, it was fucking hot. I'd never heard anything, any kind of erotic audio before. And my immediate response was I finished listening to it. I ran upstairs. I dropped trowel real quick and proceeded to play with myself until I had an orgasm, and then I had actually recorded it and posted it in the kink group. So that was my first time doing something like that, and it was kind of exciting. So I guess it's kind of a nice little start to GWA. So yeah. Number six, first time you popped your recording cherry and posted it, what was that like? So after I had heard about GWA, and the erotic audios, I kind of looked a little bit and just kind of chuck out some stuff. I didn't do much with it after that. It'd been a couple weeks, and someone had one of my play friends from Dirty Pen Pals had said that he'd heard of a woman doing basically a watch porn with me, and he said it was the hottest thing he'd ever heard. And so he asked me if I would do that for him. So I was like really confused about what to do. I had no clue. I'd never heard of that before. Again, I had never seen that on GWA. But then again, I hadn't really looked for it. So I basically found a porn with my favorite actress, Leah Gotti, and watched it and masturbated to it and basically sent it to this friend. And he was like, "You should post this on GWA." I was kind of surprised that he wanted me to do that because I never really thought I would do that. Of course, now that's a different story, but yeah, that's how I got my start on there. What was that like? I didn't honestly think it would be that popular. I could, because like I said, I mean, I wasn't sure about this whole watch porn with me thing. Turns out it was pretty fucking awesome. I really enjoyed it and plan on making many, many more. Let's see, number seven, first time you received a comment to your audio, did it excite you? How did you react to it? I don't remember what the exact comment was, but again, the watch porn with me was my first audio posted, and I guess I was kind of surprised that so many people liked it. So pleasantly surprised. So yeah. Let's see. And now the rest. Number eight. First thing you thought when you woke up. Well, embarrassingly enough, my first thought when I woke up was, did he text me back? Yeah, so he did not, by the way. Number nine, first food or drink you had today. The first thing I ate today was a lemon yogurt. It was delicious. And the first thing I had to drink today was my coffee because, yeah, I was up late and it was a caffeine kind of day. So my favorite coffee at this moment is Death Wish Coffee. And I had it with almond milk and a little bit of Italian sweet cream in it. And that's how I take my coffee. Number 10, first song you listened to today. Well, I listened to a nice remix from the Chainsmokers. I'm kind of a little obsessed with them. I enjoy their music quite a bit. And it was Until You Were Gone featuring Emily Warren. I'm doing the whole girly thing, and basically I've been going through a breakup, and I am listening to all these really sappy songs, and that one is about a breakup. And yeah, so I'm being totally girly. Yay. And yeah, so that was the first song I listened to today. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed my responses. I had fun doing this.